The 100 Mile House and District Emergency Support Services, S, is hosting a community earthquake drill and safety event on Sunday, October 20th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the 100 Mile House Community Hall. S Director Liz Jones said while typically the Great BC Shakeout takes place on October 17th, she felt they would reach more people by hosting it on a weekend this year. "It's a bit of a competition between towns in BC, and so we have done this in the past. We've done it at the hockey rink, we've done it on the street. We closed the street and we did the shakeout there one year," Jones explained. During the event in 100 Mile House and across BC, those who participate will learn how to drop, cover and hold in the event of an earthquake. Typically, people are advised to get under furniture, such as desks, to protect themselves from any falling debris, among other precautions. "We will teach everyone the actions, and we're hoping to have the community hall set up so there will be a theater section. For people that have mobility challenges, we're going to have a children's section, and so if they're in school or daycare, and then the general public," Jones stated. As for the promised games, Jones says there will be a spin wheel, with questions related to safety, as well as flashlights and whistles. "They get really excited about knowing what the answer is, and sharing with all the other kids in the room their experience," Jones remarked about how kids react to the spin wheel. "Those unable to attend the event can register online, and they can do so with 100 Mile House or as a single group." Overall, British Columbia is considered a high risk for earthquakes compared to the rest of Canada, according to the Shakeout BC website. It cites the 1700 Cascadia earthquake, which occurred on January 26, 1700 and impacted the region that would become BC and the U.S. states of Washington, Oregon and California. Its magnitude is estimated to have been between 8.7 to 9.2 and it triggered a tsunami that hit Japan. The Cascadia subduction zone, which caused the earthquake, remains active, with scientists believing an earthquake of similar strength could occur within the next 50 years. Jones said that 100 Mile House isn't at direct risk of an earthquake, other parts of BC are, and it's important to know what to do if you ever find yourself in an earthquake. "Many people travel to earthquake areas, Vancouver, Vancouver Island, Japan, many countries around the world, Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, anywhere where there are fissures in the earth. So we want you to be safe wherever you are," said Jones.